Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt-free, but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know, plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast. Let's dive in. We're so grateful that you're here, Celeste. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for hopping on this brand new platform that we're trying to figure out. So if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us, who is Celeste?
Yeah. So I am in Indianapolis. I'm a mom of a almost 3-year-old. She'll be 3 in April. I have a husband. I work in human resources for a senior living organization here in the Midwest. I'm a Midwesterner my whole life, except for the very short stint I tried to be a California girl, but quickly decided I couldn't financially afford that. But yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Okay, so that's awesome. So tell us, how did you hear about us? We read a little bit about what you're here to talk about today, but how'd you find us? We always want to know that too.
Really, just through the podcast, I have been looking for something I can connect to when it comes to trying to get my mindset right, when it comes to budgeting. There's a lot of advice out there, and it's really hard to know who to gravitate towards. And so I found your all content and really found that I was eating it up and just wanted to reach out and try to get some help and getting my start on actually trying to pay off a significant amount of debt.
We're so glad that it's serving you well. We're glad that it's resonating and that it's offering the help that you need.
Yeah, honestly, we get a little nervous. Yeah. We try to be as much of ourselves as we can. And we're like,
Do they really want that?
Is everybody going to be nervous?
No, I love it. I love the movie quotes that are thrown in from time to time. And it just feels really relatable. I know that you guys are fans of Dave Ramsey and trained by Dave Ramsey. And I previously, before the pandemic, had spent a lot of time listening to his content. But I've diverged from that. And so really wanted to find, though, something that I could hear on a somewhat daily basis that would help me to just anchor back to what are my goals. Yeah. And I feel like you guys serve that purpose. So
that is awesome. Yeah. I think like when you're in that mode, you want to reinforce it reinforce it as much as possible. Yeah. So I don't get squirreled to go spend all my money or whatever. I want to hear somebody telling me every day to keep it up. So that's great. Okay. So we read a little bit about it, but tell us what brings you today to this call. What is going on in the world of Celeste right now?
Yeah. So prior to 2020, I'd been super focused, paid off a lot of debt. In 2020, we bought a home, and with purchase of a home, I did all of the dumb stuff you do. You buy new furniture, you have to fill your home with junk, so you spend it all on credit.
The Bath and Beyond.
I had consolidated my credit cards at the time, and I had the grandest plan. I was going to pay them all off that way, but then, of course, you rack up more debt on the credit cards. I then had my daughter. And of course, you're spending. There's the daycare bills. I did another debt consolidation. And that did not work for me either, because within another year, I had spent over $12,000 again on my credit card. So I can't be helped, is what it feels like. I keep making really dumb mistakes when it comes to finances. And I'm at a point where I don't know what my best course of action, and also just need maybe some accountability to not keep making the same mistakes. So just, I wanted to hear from you all about, you know, what tips, what suggestions. Again, I hear great things on your podcast, but about me specifically, I may be able to get started with. So
I think you're not alone. So know that we talked to a lot of people that are in just the cycle. I even have clients who sold multiple houses to get out of debt and still ended up in the same position because there was no mindset or habit change that went on. So it just sounds like that's where you're at. We just got to tweak set that your everyday situation to where it's leading you to be more productive and more intentional with your money instead of just spinning your wheels.
Yeah. And I think, say you're not alone. Have I mentioned before on the podcast that I had debt consolidation? Did I ever tell you that?
I don't know.
When I got married to my husband, I was so worried about my, I think it was literally like maybe $3,000 total of debt. I don't even know if it was that much. It was like $250 from Victoria's Secret. And I thought it was so much. So I got a desk consolidation. So listen, been there, done that. And I was making decent money. There was no reason for it.
Yeah.
Totally get it. Been there, done that. Here's the number one thing that I learned at that moment was Shayna's not allowed to have credit cards. Hello. That's just all there is to it. It's not, there's not this, I'll just do a little bit of cocaine or whatever the drug is. But it's just it's a hard no for me because I don't have good habits with that. I'm not going to do a good job. And I just need to not have it. So I was fortunate. I learned that really young. And my husband and I were on the same, like we were on that same path together at the same time. So really, I was very lucky. So for you, you've learned that debt consolidation is not for you. You've learned now that credit cards are not for you. So when you were on your-
And you're still young.
Oh, and by the way, you're still young. Your baby's young. Who was I just talking to the other day? It was probably Vanessa, most likely. But just, can we all just agree that 2020 was lame? It ruined everything. Oh, I think that was the phrase. COVID ruined everything. So that it makes a lot of sense. It was just such a turbulent time. So now, hopefully your feet are back underneath you. You know what's going on. Mm-hmm. You're a little wiser and you want to get this debt situation figured out. So are you using credit cards every day still?
I wouldn't say every day. Definitely, they're still in my... I've taken almost all of them, all but one, out of my wallet.
That's great.
It's my justification in that is that I use it to buy gas at Costco.
Okay. Hold on.
I haven't used it for anything else, but I use it to buy gas at Costco so that I can just do the one little swipe. And then I pay to that card immediately as soon as I put gas in there. I'm trying that out, but everything else I have not used in a while.
That's good. You're on the right track here. I will say I did have a client who called Costco, and as long as they use their membership card instead of the credit card, they still got the same
weight.
Or they still saved on the gas the same way. It can be a way for you to transition from using the card to just using their store membership, right? You still get the benefit from it.
Yeah. And I'll just say that's good. And you are right. You are weaning yourself off and that's good. But we like to just get to the point where we identify as the kind of person doesn't use credit. Like, I don't use it at all. I don't need your little game that I have to go pay it off every time and pay the points. And I'm just not that kind of person. You can get there for sure. But you took them all out of your wallet. That's so good. Are they off of everything else? Because I'm sure you've heard us say, take them off of Amazon, take them off of this, all of that.
They're not off completely. And that's, I think, a little bit of fear and like a safety net.
Okay, but think about this. If you needed to use them, God forbid, for an emergency, what would be the worst thing that happened? You just add them back on.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
Okay.
I could do that.
We're just working through that. That
has to be probably step one.
Yes.
No, that's. Every time I say I'm not going to use them, I use them. So I hear you. That's the problem.
And I just want you to know that I'm there with you.
We are.
You think, oh, I'll just dip my toe in. And you realize, nope, I'm not the kind of person that can dip the toe. That's just not who I am. And it's easier for me to just completely eliminate things out of my life than try to balance it. Like my brain can't handle it.
Let me tell you what happened to me as a coach. I had a client that one time that said, okay, and I had her for 4 years. She was amazing. She paid off mortgages. Like, she was awesome. And then she came to me with, hey, tell me more about this credit card reward system and how I can get my vacations paid for and how I can maximize my points every year. And I said, I can't teach you a program that I don't know, so I'm going to try to do it myself. Okay. That was cute. I racked up my credit card to $7,000 in that year because I was like, the whole point of this was to put all the bills, every single bill on your credit card and then use that because you're gaining all the points. No, it was terrible. We paid it off. I told my husband, we're never doing that again. We closed it all. And this is me coaching. I was literally, this was just like 2-3 years ago as a coach because I don't trust myself. I can't do it. It's not a good plan.
We're all in the same boat together. So you said step one would be to do that. I do think that is a good step one. But also another possible step is to separate your bills and spending. Have you done that yet?
I've started I was looking at, I have one bank account today. I was looking at what I should open up as far as another bank account, like looking at the Ally and the SoFi because they have the spending buckets and whatnot. But I just haven't made that step yet, but I've started to research it. Okay.
Perfect. You're on the track, but that is really going to help you, especially when you say you're worried about if the credit card, if my cost, whatever bill doesn't make it through the bills. And, but now you'll know I need this exact much money in the bills and this exact much money is in the bills and these bills are getting paid. And that will help you feel that confidence to step away from the credit cards, but also it will help you do your spending correctly where you're actually tracking and seeing what you have to spend and what you have spent way easier and hopefully without credit cards.
Yeah. So basically what you're going to do is you're going to allot yourself a certain amount of money every paycheck to go into the spending account. And that's for gas, groceries, pocket money, restaurant, whatever. And you can have multiple spending accounts. We tell people start with one. And then if you want to separate your spending from your gas or groceries, that's fine. Just to be simple. But that way you have a certain amount of money there to spend. And that's your new paycheck. Everything else that's in the bills account is for bills. And if you pull money from there, literally a bill won't get paid. And so I think knowing that mindset instead of it all being mixed in and not knowing what's for this and what's for that and how much is coming out and how much have I already spent, we're trying to remove that mind game. And so you automatically know what's in this account is for bills and debt. What's over here is for me to spend. Oh, and by the way, I already made that extra payment on debt as soon as my paycheck came. So there is no extra.
Yeah.
So you're forcing yourself on that accountability on your own.
Yeah.
That's part of my challenge is that I definitely spend it before all the bills have come out. And then it's, oh, crap, we still need to go to the grocery store and I don't have any money. So I guess I'm going to put it on credit. And that's part of the cycle. Yep. I know I've heard you guys talk about the third paycheck of a month being like free money. And that is, I think my mindset is, oh, great, I have a third pay. But then oftentimes I don't even get it because I've already spent it.
Yes. So if you're doing what obviously a lot of people do, they are not on a budget. You're on a spending. You're just on a month-long spending spree and it's on a budget. So you don't know how much because for me, and that you have a three-year-old. So here's the deal with a three-year-old. They actually have to eat food and you have to start being you know, a little more proactive about life versus before you'd be like, you just have something that I ate. I just know it got more serious.
They need their own food.
And going to the grocery store is now getting more serious, right? Listen, you're out of diapers, hopefully. But anyway, my point is, as a mom, for me, that was my biggest stressor is like, I have to feed them and I accidentally spent all the money. I have no money for gas. Like, what's going to make you feel better 100% is knowing every how often you guys get paychecks?
Bi-weekly. Okay.
Every 2 weeks, some money's going in my groceries and gas account. Every 2 weeks, I have you will have to stick to a budget, which is fine. But guess what? Knowing that you have $200 or $300 or whatever it's going to be to go get groceries every time is going to make you feel such a relief. And then you can start, then you'll get to that game, Celeste, of I didn't spend it all. Do you want to go get ice cream 3-year-old or whatever? That's the next level. Yeah. But having that money set aside is going, and it's completely separate from your bills. Oh, your bills are going to be able to get paid. Like you said, I accidentally spend it and then my bills can't get paid. That has got to be a thing in the past. Debt consolidation. So you've had two debt consolidations. We're going to talk in a minute about how you're going to prove to yourself that you don't need them, that you are your own debt. And I know you already know that. You already know that I've already tried that twice. It's not working out for me. Really, the credit card is the thing not working out for you. But I'm excited for you to go on the journey of paying it off on yourself, by yourself, and taking ownership and feeling empowered and feeling like a boss lady or whatever the right words are as you do that journey. But anyway, go ahead, Vanessa.
I just want to hear her. I know that was a lot. So I want to hear if you have any questions or thoughts.
Yeah, no, that's definitely, when I did this before and I paid off a lot of things, it helped me to identify that as, you're right. I know what my bills are and I'm like, okay, yeah, I've got this much money and I've got this much to spend. So wait, I've got $1,000 left. I can do whatever I want with it. And then I fall into this black hole of spending and going crazy. So I think it will be helpful to have two separate accounts. I can't touch this because I know that these are always going to go to bills. Yes, that's definitely, if a mindset shift, cash works for me, but I just feel like so much more, you can't use cash for a lot of things or it's not as convenient, even more so since COVID, because a lot of places like don't want you to use cash. Yeah. But I've started to take cash back out for certain things like nails or eating out, that sort of thing. My daughter, if she wants something from the store, like that has to come out of a little pocket budget. But even more so, the groceries and that sort of thing, having their own account, I think will be helpful.
And I think if you can just remember anything that you're going to pay for in person, it's a no-brainer cash envelope. It's easy to say that, right? And just remember that spending account also is anything that you're swiping for. So we have a lot of people who are trying to figure out what is the spending category versus what is a bills category. And so a bill, your debts, those are things that you're being charged for every month. But when you go to make your spending account, that's everything that you are swiping for, anything that you are paying for. Okay. So just know that is a difference in how you differentiate what money goes where.
And you need a monthly budget. So you're thinking in this, that third paycheck is, what do I have left over? Let's look at it in a full month. How much income do I make in one full, like actual month? So March would be maybe when you would really dive into this. I have a full month of March. When are the paychecks?
Yeah.
How much do I spend in groceries? How much am I allotting for me and whoever else to spend money? Are we allotting for a restaurant? It's like completely map out every dollar. Two things from that. Then you need to map out how much you're going to pay on debt.
Yeah.
Because
and you know that by doing your budget, you'll see all the payments towards debt, all the payments toward the bills, exactly what you've allotted for spending, and anything left is going to go extra on debt.
Yeah. And that's what you want to absolutely do on payday. Do it together. Do it as a family. Make it a joyful, have an ice cream afterwards. I don't even care what you do. Get in the habit of making that a fun, exciting, we're doing this event. Even if it's just for yourself because you don't want to, maybe I don't. But make it a thing. Make it a habit and a thing. And then I want you to think about in your head. I don't know if you know this full math. How much monthly minimums do you pay a month for debt?
It's probably over $3,000. Okay.
So then,
this is our fun little exercise.
I want you to think about in a year or two, we can talk about that. When you pay all of that off, what would you do with that much money a month?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
A lot of different things. It's unfortunate. So my husband and I don't have combined finances. Okay. We keep them separate. He does pay me for our mortgage, and then he covers a couple of the bills on his end. But we both together make over like $250,000. And yet it feels so paycheck to paycheck because so much, I think, goes toward debt,
sure.
At least on my end.
Yeah.
He didn't bring any debt into the relationship, and I carry most of it because I have a credit score that can access the debt. That's been how it's operated and how we've ended up in close to $145,000. That's not including the mortgage worth of debt.
Yeah. But you're not alone. So just know that you're starting. Like you being here.
You're so young. Yeah.
You're so young. You being here, making the decision that this is like the day first one. Day of the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do things differently. And maybe now, like maybe it's not worked before because you haven't done it this way. So you're trying a whole different system for yourself, setting it up where, you know, you can make those automatic transfers into that spending account. You can make them automatic, set up, reoccurring to where on payday, the money goes in there. There's no questions asked. And we recommend you do it at the same bank so you get that money immediately. Yeah. If you do it at a different bank, you're not going to get it till the next day. And most people get paid on Friday. You're not going to get money till Monday. It's a big thing. Anyways, so just make sure that the more automatic you can make it, the more successful you're going to be in this. And I know you talked about cash isn't convenient. We get that. But the reason being digital is convenient is because it's so easy to just swipe and there's no emotional attachment to it. Okay. So I would say, and a lot of people they struggle with this system at first, and I'm not going to lie, because they're like, I'll just steal from the bills account until payday.
Yeah.
That's not coming out. Don't get in the habit of making those transfers, extra payments or extra transfers into that spending account. Like whatever money is in there, it has to last. That's the mindset you're going into it with.
So I want to be in full transparency. We might be personally in a similar situation. My husband has a job to pay off my Tahoe because I wanted a brand new Tahoe. I'm just being honest. Mm-hmm. It's happening. But I happen to know, and it's obviously different. You live in a different part of the country. You can live on half of what you just said y'all make. If you wanted, absolutely live. It will be harder. And so what I see is like we go full in on this and we're out of debt easily. In less than 2 years, probably you can do less than 2 years. And I know that those 2 years will be hard. But what I see is in 5 years, you guys are rolling in so much dough without any debt. Like that is your, and you're so young to start and you're making such good money between the two of you. Like I see that. We see that for you.
Yeah.
That can happen. Mm-hmm. So there's two ways to go about this. You can continue to do it the way that you guys are separate. But we've had clients look at, both of you bring your budgets to the table. If you're honest and vulnerable, it always depends on the relationship. But say, can we tackle this together? Look at what we could do together.
Yeah.
And we know he didn't have debt. We get that. But yeah. like you're still married. Yeah. Everything is all one, right?
Yeah. And then that's where you come up with the shared vision, shared goals. Like, what is it where? And if you're vulnerable and you say, I need you to help me. I need you to walk through this with me. And then we're going to, in 2 years or 3 years, look at where we can be together as a family. And but it's so hard to do it separate. You can. You absolutely can. And you know, so either way,
it's going to be harder.
You need to look at both of your budgets totally. Even if you don't combine them, you need to bring all of your income, all of your bills, and make sure you're doing as well as you can, both of you, with each income. Ideally, you combine. If he's up for it, I think you could probably do that. But what were you going to say?
Think about if you put yours or his one entire paycheck. So twice a month, all of that money is going all on debt.
Yep.
Think of the amount of progress you could make.
Yeah.
And that's the vision that I don't know. It may be one or the other or both of y'all that are wanting to keep money separate. And I get that. But like, that's the vision we want you guys to see is the what if.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The numbers make sense. Definitely. It'll be a conversation that we have to have because, it would certainly, I think, give me a bigger shovel.
Yeah, absolutely. Big shovel. I love that.
Today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, I was just thinking about this. Go on to that. What is that website where they stop mailing them credit card offers? Is it? I don't forget what it is, but
somewhere.
You can Google it. There is a website. You can go on there and put your information in it and they will not mail you offers. So you're not tempted to open up more credit cards.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to remove the temptation, right?
Yeah. But to summarize, we'll send you a summary. But to summarize, you're going to separate all your accounts when spending and bills, and you're going to set an amount that you can pay off on debt. Hopefully, you're definitely going to have a conversation with Hubs and see where you guys come together one way or another. But I think the best case scenario is to get your budget down to where you can put, like Vanessa said, one of your entire paychecks or one of your incomes, entire incomes toward debt, maybe. When you don't have, if you have big goals, like 1 month, maybe Christmas comes and we pause or something. But if you could just do that and just throw it down. And even if you just get to the point where you just have the cars left or whatever, like, that would be such a game changer. And you can do it. You guys make good money. It's time to keep a lot of that money.
Yeah. We think that this is such a good, like you guys are such at a good place making good money. You guys can do this. You just need a plan in place.
Yeah. That's what's lacking. The plan, being intentional.
And removing temptation.
Yes, thank you.
And having that vision. I want you to say it out loud to yourself. Like that, where can I be in less than 5 years? I can be the kind of person that is investing $3,000 or taking $3,000 vacations or whatever it is that y'all want to do. Because that is what your disposable income can be, minimum. And you're the youngest part of your earning. Y'all are young. It's going to get up and up.
How about, what if in 10 years you're mortgage free?
That would be great. I definitely see us moving. So being able to have money to on even a little bit of a nicer house here in the future and then paying that off in 10 years would be great. Definitely.
But you are at a point where that's actually a reality. It's not maybe this could happen. Mm-hmm. Like we completely see that this is possible for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys can do it together. You can. It will take a little humility, but the strengthening of the marriage that will happen if you work together on this, it's just next level, girl.
Especially we're excited for you.
Your little 3-year-old part of this. We're so excited. You better come back and tell us how it goes. So just we'll email you. Email us back and let us know how it goes because we're so excited for you.
Yeah. Thank you for your advice. And again, I appreciate your approach and that it's not completely cut everything off and live on nothing because it's not realistic. And that was making me mentally unwell trying to cut so far back where it was just like, all I do is pay off debt. And I need to, obviously I've got a lot of debt, but life is really important too.
Yeah, so
that's not
fun. I appreciate the urge.
And make sure when you do that budget, set your life, set with your husband. How do we want to live? That's
important to
fun
us.
And is our values, but doesn't like, and but we don't, but what's not in our values, we can make sure we take that away so we can make progress on this debt. And then by the time you're done with debt, you can do whatever you want, girl. That's what we've learned today.
Yeah.
All right. It's so nice to have you. We're so thankful. You have a lovely weekend when you have that budget meeting. It's going to be so good.
Come back and let us know.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways we can connect.
First, go ahead and take the leap. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. It's on us. We're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat with for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you.
Yep. Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool, girl, to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, sign up for financial coaching now. Guys, this is the one-on-one hand-holding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for.
Yes. So visit myidealbalance.com for all the details, all the links, everything you need to get connected.
And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? Tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this, and we're here to support you every step of the way.